When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Get your shopping done right this holiday season with Big Air Columbus. Right now, you can get $100 off Elite Player Passes at Big Air, which is unlimited play all day, any day. Or buy one $25 gift card, get a free pair of holiday grip socks, plus a 1.5 hour pass to use after the new year. Big Air is the perfect gift for the kids in your family. So get your holiday shopping done right with Big Air Columbus. Stop by today inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall or online at BigAirUSA.com.
Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us, and a weekend off. How was it for you?
Boring, to be honest, Ben. We love our football, but we trained Saturday morning. We've had a good week of training. The staff took various games in on Saturday afternoon, and it gives us a bit of an advantage looking at different oppositions to see how they play. But there's nothing like playing football. And you know, we're going into tomorrow night's game, 10 days since our last game, so probably a bit of an unfair disadvantage.
Is there kind of an advantage, though, in the fact that it's from one FA Cup tie to the next, with no league to worry about in between? Is that helpful in a kind of way?
No, I think so. I mean, obviously the league's our bread and butter, and everyone will say the same thing. We want to get off to a winning start in the league, and we were hoping that was going to happen at Morpeth, but it's not to be. It would have been nice to see the kind of confidence taken from the Curzon game going into a league fixture. But, you know, that's not to be, and it's part and parcel of the world we're in now. So we just got to, you know, dust ourselves down. And like we said, we'll train Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and we're going to get ready for Alfreton tomorrow night.
So what do we know about Alfreton? I feel like I should just repeat the Curzon interview from a couple of weeks ago. They've not played many games, have they?
Go on. Yeah, we know a lot about them, Ben. We've watched them three times now. We know a great deal about them. We know that aerially they're going to be very strong. They've got a few 6 foot plus players in the side. They've got a big 6 foot five lads who's a threat on set piece in both boxes. Respect Billy Heath as a manager. I know the way he sets his teams out. It'll be different to how we play, but I'm under no illusion it'll be, you know, kind of be successful for them. We've got to combat their strengths, and we've got to try and get on top of them from the first minute. But, you know, it's a massive game for us. You know, if someone would have said to me a few weeks ago, you'd be going in five games unbeaten and one game away from the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup, you know, I would have snapped your hand off, and that's where we are. But we've got a massive, you know, massively tough task. But I believe in my squad. You know, my squad, if we turn up tomorrow night and play the way we can play and maybe get a little bit of luck on the night, then who knows? We could be into that fourth qualifying round and one game away from the FA Cup first round proper.
And I can't be alone in thinking this. The FA Cup, it's kind of, it's motoring along, isn't it, as a competition? It's only been a couple of weeks since the season kicked off, and we're like you say, we're nearly at the fourth qualifying round.
You know, we had a banana skin with Pontefract, and we overcame that. Then we got a really tough local tie with Curzon, and we overcame that. And now it's Alfreton at home, and we wanted a home tie. We've got our wish. So, you know, I'm not saying it's in our hands, but it's where we want it to be. The lads have trained really hard for three sessions. It's a bit of a mini pre-season, but we've worked a lot on our shape, set pieces, and the way Alfreton play. So we'll be ready tomorrow night. But you know, it's if I say to you that, you know, the amount of times that I drag my lads down the tunnel and I get them to look right at the Rochdale fixture from 2010, and I get to see a picture of Michael Norton, and I get to see the Rochdale away end, and I say, you know, surely you want to be part of that, you know. And then we look right and we see the likes of Dave Chadwick lifting trophies. And I said, you want to be part of this history at FC United, and don't just be a player that kind of comes through the door, plays 40 or 50 games, and away you go. I said, we've got an opportunity now to create something special. And I believe this squad will create something special. So, you know, if we can manage to win tomorrow night's game, who knows, get a plum tie in the fourth qualifying round, get to the first round of the FA Cup and kind of repeat or emulate what happened in, you know, 10 years ago. That's my target. As a manager, I'm desperate to do well in the FA Cup. I'm desperate to do well in all trophies. But we've got a real opportunity now, and we cannot let this opportunity pass us by. And I'm sure that come 7:45 tomorrow night, the lads will be fired up, they'll be ready, and they'll go and give a real good account of themselves.
And final question, really, Neil, as well. I would ask you about the fitness of the squad, but this interview goes out before kickoff, so Billy could do his own homework. But when it comes to message to the fans and that kind of thing, they've been brilliant, haven't they, in these home games under lockdown. There's a new section of North Standers tomorrow as well, drinking just pitch side, which I think sounds lovely, in all honesty. So no clearances that way, if that's okay, because you'll spill some drinks. But
the fans have been incredible, Ben, and I'll be reaching out for the 12th man tomorrow night. You know, we love playing at Broadhurst Park, we love playing away, but you know, it's been different, you know, but listening to 600 fans make the noise of, you know, 2,000 fans, it's been pretty special. And I'm sure that everyone who turns up tomorrow night will be a really good voice. And we need everyone. You know, we need everyone to believe in us. And I'm sure they will do. But, you know, the lads are in really, really good spirits. It's going to be the same squad that travelled to Curzon. Obviously, Luke Griffiths is still suspended. We've got no injury concerns tomorrow night. So, you know, we may tweak the starting 11. We may not do. But one thing's for certain, whichever 16 or 17 or 18 take to the field tomorrow night, you know, they'll be doing everything we can do to get ourselves into the fourth qualifying round of the FA Cup. And, you know, I genuinely believe that if we turn up, we've got a really, really good chance of doing that.
Apartment People, Champion, the trusted name in Columbus Living, brings you the District of Berkshire.
Man, it would be fun to live there, right by Tanger Outlet Malls. Oh, my God, great location, too, getting to and from Columbus, and a great deal right now.
Free rent until next year. Free rent until next year.
He ain't lying. Move in now. You don't pay rent until next year.
The District at Berkshire. Available now at livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com.